more entertaining. You ready, Line 4 guy?
Bring it on.
What do you think of Blue?
Might take a few minutes here.
He's black.
This weekend's birthdays at Susquehanna. We'll miss He's these black. Over the weekend, but we want to wish happy birthday to Laura from sales, Laura Rake. I love Laura.
She's fairly clean.
Her and I are very friendly to each other in the halls these days. Bray, the ticket chick. Bree.
Why are you so friendly with her?
Because she hates me, and so I'm trying to redo my image.
Hey, let's start a club.
Hey, it's Blue, ladies and gentlemen.
Bree, the ticket chick. She who likes us, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's
the one
black.
With the two-week-old sister.
Right.
Right.
Hey, call me when you're this many, huh?
And Richard Boggs from Promotions. We know Richard Boggs as...
The Beaver.
T-Bar.
The Beaver.
All celebrating birthdays this weekend.
Hey, man, what does Stymie and Buckwheat have to do to join that club? What I got to do to get in there, man?
To get on what?
Oh. You have to be willing to work for very little money, and work is a key word there, Blue.
Well, being a brother, believe me, I'm used to working for...
work.
And we
I said
have,
work.
We have certain tests to gain employment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty good at reading and arithmetic.
No,
not that kind of test. We have other tests.
Now, these tests pertain to the dingus.
Now, how do you think you'd fare in a...
If Gordo can pass it, I can pass it, believe me.
Be like playmakers?
Hey man, I wanted to tell y'all, got more street cred than Reiner. I hear him talk about his legendary street cred all the time. But he don't never put
so
that
So he's
up.
Coming on the air, and he's putting Reiner in his crosshairs in the first minute.
Well, I got you, man.
Not a good move, Blue.
Hey, well you know
not
him,
a
Blue.
Good
Blue.
Move.
You know what he do? He reminisced about the hood back when it was all white. As soon as the brothers moved in, then he moved out. But he still remember the names of the streets.
No,
of course he remember the names of the streets.
No. I stayed right over there, man.
But I got a partner named B. Lou from the Grove, and he loved Bob and Dan, and he told me to tell them about the receivers. He called them the gag order. Galloway, Antonio, and then Glenn. And I said, hey, yeah, I'll get to it whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday night, he got killed in a car accident, and I never got a chance to tell Bob and Dan to do
this. This last Friday night?
Yeah, just this past Friday
night.
Why
do you want to bring the room down, though? This is a moment of the week.
Top
this
that line.
Because his funeral is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be funnier than that, Line 4 guy.
Yeah, your turn. Go.
Yeah, he's straight from the Grove, and he graduated in 84 from Spruce, and he was a real Grover brother, and he liked Bob and Dan. He didn't even call y'all bad radio. He
back
said,
you,
I
come
for Bob and Dan.
Back you,
Dan. I'm going to let y'all know.
Well, he's a good man.
Yeah, he was. B. Lou was a good man. He's dead at 37, and that's a shame.
All right.
You're kind of bumming me out here.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, you're bringing the room down.
And birthdays and deaths? That's right on Thursday.
Hey,
come on. You got to work with me here.
All right.
Great. P1 deads. Great.
That's right. B. Lou from the Grove.
All right. Well, you're very funny, Blue. Well, your comedy stylings.
Hey, my brother always got to be
they're
funny.
They're certainly unique.
Hey,
now, plot them down.
Hey.
I'm doing this segment in honor of B. Lou, then.
Thanks, man.
All right.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
Let's carry on.
All right.
Killed away.
All right.
You know, back in the day, there weren't any brothers in the Grove either.
Hey, they slashed our tires and wrote on the windshield, go home N-word when we moved in. You ain't telling me nothing.
Back to you, Dan.
Once again, I hate to...
But see, over in Oak Cliff, we welcomed the brother.
Like that.
We welcomed the black man when he moved in over there. We welcomed him. We didn't do that.
Was
he there?
Thanks.
Did you put banners up that said, welcome, black man?
Mm-hmm, we sure did.
Hey!
There's I'd like of to black... offer this laurel in hearty handshake.
They love the black woman. We know the deal with you, Robert.
Advantage, Line 4 guy. Ernie Els is 34.
Hey. Does Mrs. Gribble
know where he's
him?
From?
He ain't no African either. He's a boer.
South Africa.
He ain't no African. He's a boer.
He's from South Africa.
Hey.
What do you think of South Africa?
He's a boer. Boer. He's not a South African.
What does that mean?
It's a great conversation.
Descendants of the Dutch that moved to Africa and took over. He ain't no African. He can stay there till he's tan as a knockhide. He ain't no African.
All right.
Danny Ferry is 37.
Duke.
He ain't no African either.
No, he's not.
Evel Knievel is 65.
Not an African.
Back you down.
Boy, these are filled with birthdays for Blue. Rocker is 29, Blue.
Ooh. Let's play African or not an African for the rest of the birthday.
What do you think of John Rocker? You fan?
African.
I mean, you like someone who speaks his mind, don't you?
All John Rocker needs is to get his ass whooped, and he'd be all right, just like Kerry Collins. If he'd have got his ass whooped, he'd have been all right.
Hello?
This is truly a blue day. I didn't even...
Just like Rush Limbaugh.
Look at who else is on birthdays
here. Rush Limbaugh's ass is a nice guy.
Back to you, Dan.
Eminem is 30.
I like Eminem.
You do?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mike Judge is 41.
Woo! Beavis and Butthead.
Now, is he
Burying everybody to death for years.
Is he the inspiration behind Office Space?
Yes. He wrote and directed it.
That's his baby.
Margot Kidder...
Oh,
hey, you crap is good.
What's all the, credit? All right. Margot Kidder is 55.
And crazy as a loon.
Hey, didn't Margot Kidder used to go with Richard Pryor?
Back
hey, he had a little African in him.
Chris Kirkpatrick is 32.
That was pretty good.
Who is...
That's our buddy from NSYNC.
Yeah, you've played baseball with him, haven't you?
I sure have.
That's the 40-year-old.
Definitely not an African.
Norm MacDonald is 40.
Not funny.
And
no, not funny.
Norm.
And not African.
His weekend updates were pretty funny. They were good.
I don't know. Charles Rocket might have something to say about that.
Bob Dole here.
You got me there.
Neelands were better.
You have a Bob Dole impersonation, Blue?
I'm Bob Dole. I don't like black people. Back to you, Dad.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I don't know if that is legs, but keep working on it.
What do you think of Reiner's Back Rochester you, impression?
Yes, sir, boss.
So you like it?
Mm.
Ziggy Marley is 35.
All right, greatness.
And why is he greatness?
Because he's the seed of greatness.
Hmm. Like a racehorse.
All his dad did was sit around, smoke pot, and spare people to death.
Hey, he was able to call white folks devils when y'all still bought his album. I think that's an accomplishment, if you ask me.
We're very forgiving.
Not me. I didn't.
All right.
You would.
Never had any of his stuff. Never would.
You would.
I bought his pot.
Yeah, because it blows.
What?
Oh.
Let's test Blue and see how black he really is.
Oh, boy.
Doctor, he just like the white man.
Doctor, all the brothers at Pleasant Grove tell me Blue doesn't have no street cred either.
No, you know that's wrong.
He's like, I know that's right.
He's like
you
Urkel.
You know that's wrong.
Yeah.
He's Urkel.
I'm Urkel.
All right, Blue. Dr. Mae Jemison is 47. If you're a real black man, you know who Dr. Mae Jemison is.
She was a sister with the little bitty afro.
Back you, Dan.
That was part of the space program. And it's a shame that a white man gets to question me about being black.
Look I would at the say Texas. Blue knows everything about being black.
I don't know if she's
don't
the sister
be so sure about
with the
that.
Little bitty afro, but she is the first black woman in space.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Blue?
I think Blue could pass any sort of test.
Did she have to sit in the back of the rocket?
Yeah.
Well, Michael?
Check that. Almost any sort of test.
Yes, yeah, she did.
The back of the shuttle with you.
You see the dad is sitting on the pilot's lap. You know how you guys are.
Boy, that is called picking your spot.
Thank you.
Michael McKean is 56.
David St. Hubbins.
Yep. Right.
Also,
I don't think you can say that.
Back you, Dan.
Hey,
take a point away from Blue.
Let's not be a shock jock on our first day.
Hey,
I got a million of them.
Tom Poston, Newhart Show. He was also on Mork and Mindy. And To Tell the Truth.
Yes.
So he wasn't on Dream
What's My then? Line and just about any other show where they needed a spare.
How about this one?
I meant that in the Jeremy
Shockey
way.
We got two of them already.
I meant that in a Jerry Shockey way. I didn't mean that in the, you know, way.
George Wendt is 55.
Jeez, Greg.
Norm.
You know, Alexander the Great referred to himself
as Norm.
All right, now here's some spare birthdays. Bob will bring this thing back on track.
Glenn Braggs is 41. Don Coryell is 79.
Oh, Coach.
The Godfather.
He's a spare?
According to Dan.
I'm distracted here.
Kellen Winslow, greatest tight end ever.
Jay Humphreys is 41.
Yeah. What about
Ozzie Newsome? I don't know. Todd Heap may have something to say about that before all said and done.
Steve McMichael is 46.
What about Dan Campbell?
University of Texas.
He's all right.
Dan Pasqua. Dan Pasqua is 42.
That's Kylie.
Yankee.
Former Yankee great.
The mayor.
And Alfred Papunu is 34.
What'd you say?
Tongan?
Alfred Papunu.
Papunu, I like
that.
Never
a Tongan.
Not a Steeler Dan. Remember Alfred Papunu?
Does he remember Papunu?
Papunu?
Because Alfred Papunu made the key play at Three Rivers Stadium to keep the Steelers out of the Super Bowl that the Chargers went to and then got buried by the Niners.
Yes, he certainly did.
And then he cracked open the top of the football like a coconut and acted like he was drinking it in a celebration.
Born on this day, now dead.
I'll bet the hard hat came off that day and the hammer probably was just sort of set down instead of thrown up in the air like it usually would have been.
I am not Steeler Dan.
The Mel Blunt wristbands were slowly taken off.
Right.
By somebody somewhere. Maybe Bruce.
Nicole's smudges on the face were gently wiped away by tears.
The terrible towel tucked back into your loincloth.
Well, how do I have a loincloth on? I'm in Pittsburgh now.
That stays on.
Born on this day, now dead, Montgomery Clift.
Well, the loincloth goes wherever he goes.
Maybe, Rita Hayworth.
Maybe the terrible towel was his loincloth that day.
And yeah. Irene Ryan.
Granny.
And dead on this day, still dead, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Gay.
And Tyler?
What?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Always heard he was gay.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Always heard.
Mention that before you get
he and Tennessee Williams.
What do you want to do, Blue?
I want to get some blacks on the stars. What is this, a white guy's club? How come
that's
it can't
exactly
be no brother
on
the stars?
We don't have
that's
time.
Exactly. Oh, goodies!
We don't have time.
What about George LaRocque? He couldn't have took that mutant.
We don't have time for the black guys on the stars,
you
Rance. You know that. That requires a full segment.
Well, Tom, now we don't have to book Blue.
Nope. A great
all
segment.
Right. All right, well, thank you,
it
Blue.
It was good talking to you all. Thank you for this 30 seconds.
Thank you, Jared from Subway and Subway. And
Victory Line 4 guy.
Don't forget a Stars postgame show tonight at the Miller Lite Sky Bar on the terrace level. And the Hard Line is coming up next.
Great.